It is Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Bernie Sanders raises a massive $25.3 million in the third quarter, possibly the largest haul from any 2020 candidate so far. Meanwhile, CNN and the New York Times report that AG Bill Barr actually asked Trump to get Australia to help him review the origins of Special Counsel Mueller's probe. Lastly, a bunch of new polls are out, and they're showing a net 20-point swing in favor of impeaching and removing the Mad King from office.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Bernie Sanders' campaign announced on Tuesday that it raised $25.3 million in the third quarter of 2019, with an average donation of $18. The haul beats Sanders' previous fundraising totals of $18 million and is, at the moment, the largest single quarter reported of any 2020 candidate throughout the year. That total, from over 1.4 million donations, was fueled in part by a record-setting month for the campaign in September, especially the final day of the third quarter, which was the second biggest fundraising day of the 2020 campaign. Since launching his bid for the White House in February, Sanders has raised $61 million from over 3 million individual donations, with more than 99.9% not maxed out, still able to continue giving money to the campaign. Calls for U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr to be impeached alongside President Donald Trump intensified late Monday in the wake of reports that Barr had pressured British, Italian, and Australian intelligence officials to help the administration discredit former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The Washington Post reported Monday night that Barr in recent weeks, quote, has held private meetings overseas with foreign intelligence officials seeking their help in a Justice Department inquiry that President Trump hopes will discredit U.S. intelligence agencies' examination of possible connections between Russia and members of the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. However, the New York Times points out that by requesting the Australian government's help in gathering information that he hoped would discredit the Mueller probe, Trump was in fact asking Australia to investigate itself. According to the report, the FBI investigation that led to the Mueller probe was prompted by a tip from Australian officials who told the agency the Russian government reached out to the Trump campaign about dirt it allegedly had on then-Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. The tip reportedly came about after George Papadopoulos, a Trump campaign foreign policy advisor, met with an Australian official in Britain, told him or her about the information Russia supposedly had. Meanwhile, House Democrats subpoenaed Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer, for documents related to the Ukraine controversy. And the Wall Street Journal reveals that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on the July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
A new Quinnipiac poll finds American voters evenly split on impeaching and removing Trump from office, 47% to 47%, closing a 20-point gap from less than a week ago. Democrats have shown the greatest change since the last poll. Today, they show a virtual consensus on impeaching Trump, 90% to 5%, while last week they said Trump should be impeached 73% to 21%. Polls continue the trend of increased favorability for impeachment in the days since Democrats launched a formal impeachment inquiry to allegations that Trump pushed Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, over unsubstantiated corruption allegations. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
Michigan Live reports that negotiations on a new contract for hourly General Motors workers restarted Monday after positive signs. GM workers continued pickets and became eligible to collect strike pay as well on Monday, September 30th, the 15th day of a nationwide strike by more than 49,000 union members against GM. A report by ABC News found that between 2013 and 2017, more than 25,000 children under the age of 10 were arrested in the United States. That number skyrockets for children between the ages of 10 to 12, over 225,000 arrested during the same five-year span. Republican Congressman Chris Collins is resigning his House seat ahead of his guilty plea to insider trading charges. The New York Republican, among Trump's earliest endorsers, called the charges against him meritless, of course, but is scheduled to change his plea Tuesday afternoon. And lastly, according to the site Bellingcat.com, Charles Davis reports YouTube comedian Jimmy Dore received thousands of dollars from a pro-Syrian regime lobbying group. That same year, Dore would argue that a chemical weapons attack on the opposition-held town of Khan Shaykhun was likely a false flag. Very flaggy indeed.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Hey, just a reminder, this is the last week you will find the AM Quickie in your Majority Report feed. So go to amquickie.com and subscribe today. Really important. Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.